This is Best of All. Featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, with Sarah Fleming, Sylvia Michaels, Donald Graham, Jack Haskell, and the Textor Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, fourth in a new series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Sarah Fleming, soprano, Sylvia Michaels, Donald Graham, baritone, Jack Haskell, and the Textor Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome, everybody. Our composer for tonight's show is the so-called darling of the sophisticates. That's billing I don't think that he appreciates too much, but he's certainly the toast of practically everybody else, Mr. Cole Porter. I particularly am happy to be playing Mr. Porter's music, not simply because he's a friend of mine, but because his music has made him a friend of everyone.
Right, Skitch. And to open our tribute to Cole Porter, we hear two songs which, like most of those we'll play tonight, you'll recognize as favorites. These come from the 1937 motion picture, Rosalie. Donald Graham, the chorus, and the orchestra in Rosalie, and Sarah Fleming with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in The Still of the Night.
Stars dance above, I'm so much in love. Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie, mine.
Rosalie, my darling. Rosalie, my dream. Night when stars dance above, I'm so much in love.
Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie, mine. Rosalie,
When a gay and charming musical comedy is cast with such names as Fred Astaire, Grace Moore, Eric Blore, Luella Geer, and Claire Luce, offhand you'd expect it would be remembered for the glowing performances of such troopers. But this isn't always the case when a composer like Cole Porter has written the music. In 1932, there was such a musical with such a cast, and it is remembered still, but not nearly so much for the nimble footwork of Astaire and Luce, or the golden voice of Grace Moore, or the expert clowning of Blore and Geer, as for one song. The musical was The Gay Divorcee, and the song is the one that has caused all of us for 20 years to catch our breaths, to gulp, to smile with tears in our eyes. Jack Haskell sings, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Cole Porter's lovely Night and Day.
Beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
We can almost guarantee that you've never heard our next Cole Porter song. The composer himself played it for Skitch Henderson a number of years ago out in Hollywood. And when Skitch expressed his delight, Cole Porter told him the story behind it. In 1922, the Huntington Galleries purchased the great Gainsborough painting, The Blue Boy. And in England, there was sadness at the thought that one of the finest of English paintings would henceforth hang in America. At this time, Cole Porter, not long out of school, found himself in London and involved in an undistinguished musical show in the West End. There was a moment in that show when scenery was being changed, and it was necessary to divert the audience with some act before the curtain. Cole Porter rose to the occasion by writing a song. And when a girl dressed as Gainsborough's Blue Boy came out before the curtain and sang that song, it was the hit of the show, probably because it expressed so well what so many Londoners felt. Here is that song, an unusual Cole Porter item, Sylvia Michaels and Skitch Henderson in the orchestra, and the Blue Boy Blues. ¶¶
till you sold me in spite of all my tears. It's a long way from gilded galleries in Park Lane to the don't know quite what I mean. Simply ask Sir Joseph Devine, and he'll tell you what he gave him for me. Beautiful blue boy, and I am forced to admit I'm feeling a bit depressed. A silver dollar took me and my collar to show the slow cowboys just how boys in England used to be dressed. I don't know what I shall do. So far from Mayfair, if Mr. Gainsborough knew, I know he'd frown.
You know, in a way, Cole Porter is a study in reluctance. When he was a student, he was reluctant to give up composing music to study law. And then, later, he was reluctant to give up composing music to gain a millionaire's inheritance. And finally, after he'd had success and had opened a house in Paris, he was reluctant to give up the continental way of life to compose music. But producers, most of whom can, after all, hum or at least tap out a rhythm with a blue pencil, were so persistent that through the years they lured the reluctant composer not only across the big pond to Broadway, but also across the great divide to Hollywood. The producers were well advised to be persistent. In 1936, for example, when Cole Porter was dragged westward to do music for Born to Dance, starring Eleanor Powell and James Stewart, he sighed with resignation, ran his fingers over a studio piano keyboard, and presto, the result was two songs we've all been singing and playing since. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play I've Got You Under My Skin, and Sarah Fleming sings Easy to Love. Thank you. One talent conspicuously absent from the repertoire of most popular composers is the ability to write lyrics. In Cole Porter's case, the words fit the music and vice versa because the same man writes both. In the 1935 musical Jubilee were two songs of highly contrasting feeling and rhythm. The lyrics are in equally sharp contrast. Words and music in both cases by Cole Porter. Words and music which a whole generation has found appealing. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play It Was Just One of Those Things. And Donald Graham and the chorus sing Begin the Begin.
Begin, oh begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender, it brings back a night of tropical splendor, it brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palm seems to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever, and promising never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had taken. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the pain. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin, oh yes, let them begin the begin, make them play, till the sun puts their return above, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring the music of Cole Porter with Sarah Fleming, Sylvia Michaels, Donald Graham, Jack Haskell, the Texter Singers, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a short message and a brief pause for station identification.
Have you ever seen a bad traffic accident? If you have, maybe you're a better driver because of it. There's a strange something that sticks with you when you see the tragedy and shock of a traffic accident. Your first reaction, of course, is pity. You say to yourself, that's awful. Why do such things have to happen? Well, they don't have to happen. Every accident is caused. There's a good chance that either the victim or his killer was not in control of his car. He wasn't prepared for unforeseen accident hazards. He could have been speeding too fast for the conditions. He obviously didn't stop in time to avoid the accident. If you ever see an accident or what looks like a recent accident, stop and see if there's anything you can do to help or to get help. And remember, when you see the results of the accident, this could have happened to you. So drive safely, slow down, and live. Stay tuned for more music with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra on Best of All over the NBC Radio Network.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight presenting the music of Cole Porter and featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with Sarah Fleming, Sylvia Michaels, Donald Graham, Jack Haskell, and the Texter Singers. In the second half of our tribute to Cole Porter, the Texter Singers with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra offer Cole Porter's hit from the 1944 movie Hollywood Canteen, Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Do not fence me in. Let me be by myself. In the evening breeze, listen to the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
I'm a cayuse.
Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Wanna ride west commences, gaze at the moon until I lose my senses, can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences, don't fence me in. Let me travel my old saddle underneath the western skies. Let me wander over.
stop and try. Wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Do not, do not. Don't fence me in.
In 1949, audiences from coast to coast laughed at a very clever motion picture starring Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. The picture was called, of course, Adam's Rib. And while most of us remember the stars, few of us remember Cole Porter's contribution to this film. It was a song called Farewell, Amanda, which Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play now. Functions of a popular composer is to amuse and to entertain, and certainly in the course of his career, Cole Porter has done that. But composers also at times put into their music and their lyrics great emotions common to all of us. When they do that, we weep a little, but we weep in gratitude to them for saying so well what we feel so deeply. Back in 1942, when Cole Porter wrote the music for Something to Shout About, millions of men in uniform were separated from wives and sweethearts, and the longing that sat like an embodied presence in barracks, and the yearning that rose like a mist from foxholes, and the tenderness that was wafted from the decks of silent ships and the dusty desert roads, found expression in a Cole Porter song. We all sang it then and wept a little when we did. Today it's just as true, just as poignant. Jack Haskell sings, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
You'd be so nice you'd be paradise to come home to.
In 1938, I went to the opening night of a musical called Leave It to Me. It was notable for its book by Bella and Samuel Spivak, its cast headed by William Gaxton, Victor Moore, Sophie Tucker, and a comparative newcomer named Mary Martin, who in that show made My Heart Belongs to Daddy so much of her own that we don't dare play it for you. But the other Cole Porter songs in that show were just as well. One perennial favorite from that show is the sinuously tongue-in-cheek song that Sylvia Michaels sings and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play now. Get Out of Town.
I care for you much too much, and when you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet. Getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of
from the motion picture Broadway Melody of 1940, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in a special arrangement of Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You.
Thank you.
Every musical comedy must have a soaring, heart-catching love song. And when Cole Porter writes one, we all forget that he's a sophisticated citizen of the world. There is in his music some of the common experience of all of us, and that, of course, is why it's great. The love song from Mexican Hayride is an example. Donald Graham sings, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play I Love You. Cole Porter has written the music for such great shows as Gay Divorcee, Anything Goes, Red Hot and Blue, To Barry Was a Lady, Panama Hattie, Let's Face It, Something for the Boys, and so many others. Most critics insist that his greatest score was Kiss Me, Kate. Appropriately, then, we close our tribute to Cole Porter with three selections from that most entrancing of musicals. Sarah Fleming sings So in Love, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Why Can't You Behave, and the entire company joins forces in Wunderbar.
Hey. And wunderbar.
Do you